This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sports Radio 92.9. It's the morning shift with Mike, Bo, myself, Allie Mack, and Dylan at 6:42. We're going to get to the NBA playoffs in a moment. My rookie report as well. You can get on the conversation on Twitter at 92.9 Morning Shift. First, Mike, you unveiled something yesterday.
Uh-oh.
That you are taking your wife to a vineyard.
Yes. Yes.
There's also a NASCAR museum.
Yeah, there is.
And she didn't know that second part.
No.
So did someone through the 92.9 grapevine fill her in
yesterday? She was alert to the goings-on. She had a busy day yesterday, so obviously she works at a high school. Wednesday night they had graduation, so the day after is always like their faculty meeting. And I just knew. I was like, dude, somebody is definitely going to swarm her in that faculty meeting and be like, the Children's Vineyard, huh?
Uh-huh.
And what? I had to alert her to the fact that, yes, there might be a Childress Museum tour happening before our wine tasting.
No big deal. Was it a certain person that says they don't listen but always have a comment to her about the show?
It wasn't that guy. Their name might rhyme with Honaldson.
Oh, yeah? How is Ronaldson?
it comes from different directions, and there's a lot of people she works with that will listen from time to time because, obviously she is a big part of my content when I talk on the show about my relationship. And she just usually now will just roll her eyes and go, nothing surprises me. That guy's always up to something. He's always trying to get his way. It's not enough that I told him I'd go to a race on Memorial Day weekend for my couples getaway, but we got to squeeze a couple museums in there along the way.
So you aren't in trouble at all?
No, I think that she is kind of just, she has wrapped her mind around the fact that there will be stock cars involved this weekend. So she's like, if there's a wine tasting after, I can walk through a little museum on the way to the wine tasting. We're doing the wine tasting in like one of these like cave things. They call it the Victory Room.
I would just like to remind some people that if you want to go out gallivanting around at night, gambling on little housewife games.
This is not me. Mahjong.
Then there's going to be a price to pay. And this is the price. Memorial Day weekend.
You hear that, Amy?
NASCAR.
Well,
I'm not talking about Amy.
I know.
Trust me.
I'm just trying to deflect from my own wife.
I'm trying to get you in trouble, not myself.
We've been talking about Mahjong so much on the show. Now I'm getting those targeted ads because our phones are always listening. And
always
now I get
listening.
Targeted ads for Mahjong. I'm like, maybe I should try it. I could hang out with Lindsay.
Yeah, dude. They love it. I don't know.
The Pro Football Talk just posted a tweet. Well, I guess it was from yesterday. The Dolphins have signed a quarterback named Brett Gabbert. And I thought it was a parody because I don't know Brett Gabbert, and he's got like the long hair and like the
Blaine's cousin,
the Fu Manchu like kind of mustache look going on. And I'm like, is this a parody account? Like, who the hell is what is this?
Well, we got to get to the NBA playoffs. Game two of the Western Conference. It was last night. OKC took down the Timberwolves 118-103. Now, SGA had a great night, bringing in 38 points, 8 assists, and this was after accepting his MVP award, very well deserved. Game three is going to shift to Minnesota on Saturday. That's at 8:30, and tonight We have the Eastern Conference game two in New York. Pacers are up 1 in the series and play the Knicks at 8 p.m. tonight. I know, Bo, you're going to be watching that, rooting on the Knicks. Right?
No.
No.
I'll be watching.
I was going to say, you got him until it was the Knicks.
But not with the Knicks.
Right.
I'll be pulling for the Pacers. And I don't even like that much to either because I don't want to see Halliburton's dad get any joy these days. But I like Halliburton because I love the fact that Halliburton was ripped on by anonymous players in a poll about being overrated, and all he's done is step the blank up. I love it. But to the game last night, I thought it was funny that SGA was like, man, I was so juiced up that I was kind of fatigued. I was kind of tired.
A little bit tired.
I wish I could perform at anything like that when I was tired the way
seriously.
He did. I'm disappointed in this series so far. I do think Anthony Edwards, I think he dropped like 32 or something last night.
Took him about 32 shots to get there.
26, but who's counting? Right. I mean, no one. Hey, oh, now we care how many shots it takes. Nobody care when LeBron or Kobe's dropping 50 shots to get the 35 points. But now that it's Anthony Edwards, we're going to keep count. And I know that Mike's not doing that, but I've been disappointed a little bit in how this series has started. I hope that the Timberwolves can go home and kind of piece together this. I would like to see this series honestly go the distance. I want this series to go this distance, and I want the Pacers to sweep the Knicks because blank the Knicks.
I had deja vu watching game two of the Western Conference Finals last night.
Durant?
Game one of the Western Conference Finals looked exactly like how game two looked, and I mean that by this. In game one, it was 44-48 at halftime. Game two last night, 50-58. So the Timberwolves were right there at the half, just like they were in game one. And there was another 10-0 run that allowed the Thunder to get ahead and keep the distance and pull away. They had basically had another second half where they just dominated the Minnesota Timberwolves. And then, to me, the name of this game was the turnover battle. The Timberwolves had 14 turnovers, gave up 22 points off those turnovers. OKC played a clean game last night. They only had 3 turnovers, only gave up 2 points off those turnovers. So that clean game really was the difference to me. Anthony Edwards, again, while he did have the 32, was an inefficient 32 to y'all's point. And while Jaden McDaniels stepped up, Julius Randle was nowhere to be seen. He was so bad that they didn't even play him in the fourth quarter. That's how bad he was. So it can't be a story of, okay, Jaden McDaniels has a big game along with Ant one game, and then it's Julius Randle. Like, Julius Randle and Jaden McDaniels can't take turns having big games. They all need to step up, and those three in particular, McDaniels, obviously Ant-Man, and Julius Randle, they all need to have big games at the same time to compete with this Thunder team, who, again, I think are more deep than the Timberwolves. So if it continues to look like this, Ant-Man and the Wolves are in trouble.
Well, I certainly hope not, but we'll see. Game three again shifts to Minnesota on Saturday at 8:30. And guys, it's hard to believe, but it's now been 4 weeks that I've been hanging out with you. So we've got to get to my rookie report. Yeah. And just a reminder, I am hitting the road this weekend. If you'd like to come out and meet me, you can join me in Sports Radio 92.9 tomorrow, 10 to noon at Calavan Kia of Lithia Springs. You can check out Atlanta's largest selection of new Kias and over 350 used cars. Don't miss your chance to score a 5-day cruise for two with every car sold. Again, it's tomorrow, 10 to noon. I would love to meet you out at Calavan Kia of Lithia Springs on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Try to talk to somebody for Dylan over there if you can. I'm sure there's a body shop involved.
Such
and they
a
can
good
hook
point.
Something up. Yeah, I'm sure somebody can plug him in over there.
Dylan, come meet me out there, okay?
I got you, Ali Mac.
We'll
I'll start
to
shaking
someone.
Some hands and, you know, kissing babies. And see
exactly, exactly. All right, well, it has been 4 weeks now that I've been on the air with the morning shift, hanging out with this amazing, dynamic show. And I didn't
Who's
get
she talking about?
I didn't get to mention this last week, but I wanted to give a shout out to your wifeys. Both of you, Mike, Bo, have the coolest wifeys. And they joined us for Fair or Foul Friday a couple weeks ago, the Mother's Day edition. I'm just very impressed. Outkicked your coverage, as they would say.
No doubt about it, especially Bo. But yes, I think there's definitely a thing there. I don't know how that happened, but I'm very, very joyful about
and
that.
One thing I gathered from that
she doesn't do trivia in the car, but it is what it is. You know, you can always shoot higher.
Well, you better be careful. You better be careful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I think there is something that we learned during that segment that all hubbies and boyfriends can learn from Bo. Before I declare this one, this is just a highlight. It's not to take a shot at anyone else and how they handle this in their household. The trash move, Bo. Oh. Amy mentioned if you are out of town, you set up arrangements for someone to handle trash day.
That's right.
Absolutely massive. I do applaud you
on
that one.
How you like it now?
Well, we're starting with the nice because we'll get to the critical in a moment.
Okay.
Mike,
you do
not always take the easy shot. It's been a couple weeks since you asked for Grant's phone number. And
yes.
I have an iPhone, so I just shared the contact with you. And when I did that, I did not realize everything you have aligned with your contact goes
profile
with.
Profile picture, the whole thing.
There's a heart next to his name.
Good.
Oh, boy.
And I kept it. I didn't delete anything. I was like, yep, it's staying just
like
this in my phone.
So you know.
Yeah.
You can uncheck certain things
that you share.
When you do that. Yeah.
You know, that makes sense now.
You live and you learn.
Yeah.
You live and you learn.
I was like, this is so cute. This contact is so cute. I'll show it to you.
Photo of Grant is him wearing like a feather boa posing like a WWE wrestler. So.
You be careful. We might have to post that picture on the morning shift account.
You know what's funny?
We might have to.
It
might break the internet.
when you know people are together, or when you even sometimes when you meet a new couple, you may be like, oh, I bet it's this and that.
Uh-huh.
And you guys are like, so when I found out you, obviously I've known both of y'all for a long time, you're feeding into everything that I thought your relationship would be. Like, absolutely. Like, you're every like stereotype or like judgment that I've made is like, oh, well, that one's real. Like, oh, that one's real. Oh, yep. Okay. That's Hollywood.
Here's
that's
picture.
Hollywood Grant
That's
McCauley.
Hollywood Grant McCauley.
Yeah. Oh, the heart. Look at the heart.
Yeah, it's beautiful, man. It is. Love is a beautiful thing.
What if it would have been like a nickname?
I want her to
him.
Get to the harsh stuff now because I'm like, dude, what's coming around the corner?
Yep, exactly. So we're going to start with Bo. I've realized that you pick and choose words to add letters to and remove letters from.
I need an example.
There's one right there. An example. Where's the example?
Yeah.
Oh, the E's silent.
Yeah.
Or the word accepted.
Yeah.
How do I say it?
Say it.
Accepted.
There we go. We're missing a C there, buddy.
You're missing a C.
Why do you need two of them?
And
he said A-S-E.
He said accepted.
He said accepted.
You're just wasting C's at that point. I'm very frivolous.
Well, you have to save those letters for when you add them to certain Braves players'
that's
names.
That's right. Like who?
Who's our first baseman?
Matt Olson.
With a T.
Olson. There's definitely a T in there. Yes.
Olson.
By the way, he's red hot. I got some stats on
Ding.
Him. You want to hear him?
Ding. All right. Mike, I've learned something very strange about you this week.
Oh, okay.
And I need to know the root of this.
Okay.
Why don't you like food that you have to eat with a spoon?
It's more of the bowl thing. It's not that I don't like it. It's just not something that I'm like, oh, I can't wait.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not crazy. Like, something about, like, handheld food, just, I don't know. I have busy hands. Where if it's cereal, if it's soup, if it's ice cream in a bowl with a spoon, like, I'm just coming. As a matter of fact, when I eat all of those things, maybe aside from soup, I usually put them in a cup.
Really?
Yes. I usually put ice cream in a cup or cereal in a cup straight up.
My wife
will attest to this right now. When we started dating, I ate cereal one time out of a cup. She's like, what are you doing? I was like, I don't know. It just seems more spill-proof. I don't know what it is.
So you put it in a cup, and you no longer use the spoon. You just drink it.
No. I use the spoon just out of a cup. That's what I'm saying. It's not the spoon. It's the bowl.
That's even weirder.
I don't know why. I can't wait for a hearty bowl of that chicken noodle soup. Like, that's just not my vibe. I don't know what it is. And it's the same with ice cream. Look, I've got enough problems nutritionally. I don't need to add ice cream to the fray. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So I don't know. It's just an easy thing for me. When I look at a bowl, I'm like, nah, I'm good.
So when you get like a bowl from like Chipotle or something like that, I guess you don't see that as the same thing?
No.
You're not putting Chipotle in a cup.
No. I don't know.
One final critique for my rookie report, and it's for Dylan.
Ha.
He's very secure in his masculinity.
So he thinks.
Because I feel if you gave Dylan a sash that said, passenger princess.
Yes.
He would wear it.
He would rock it 100%.
Yeah.
I would rock it, bro. 1,000. I would rock that. Absolutely.
Bro, and it would be pink and it would be frilly.
I would rock it. I would rock it. I'm happy to be a passenger princess,
wow,
man.
Wow, bro.
There are certain perks to passenger princesses that, I mean, you just don't understand.
Would you ever consider, just before we go to break, Allie, nice job.
Thank you.
Would you ever consider getting Simone's name tattooed on you?
Hmm.
When you get married. Matter of fact,
yeah,
you know
if we got married, then maybe.
Yeah, I'm thinking you get her name tattooed around your ring finger.
That's
where
exactly
your
what I visioned.
I think that's what's going to happen.
That would be kind of hard. Yeah. I would do that.
Yeah, all right.
As a guy that doesn't have any tattoos, I could see that being a one.
I mean, we had to roll on. We're late. Shocker. We got to go to break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about year two. Year two for Michael Penix. Year two for Zach Robinson. What changes, if any, can we expect, and how at ease are both of those guys feeling for your Atlanta Falcons? We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Stick with us here on the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.